So I'm going to start with one of our own team, because Bruce Hong, a Breakfast Show producer, on his way in said, you know what, I'm going to just pop through past the Boer Kop and check out what's going on there. And Bruce, you got there quite early. When we first spoke, things were quite quiet, but then they started picking up in intensity.
Yeah, so I arrived around about 10 past five. There were about six protesters on the corner, so they hadn't started yet. They had their placards and banners folded up, still huddled together, trying to keep warm. This is at Buitengracht and Strand Street. Mm-hmm. No, it's Buitengracht and Whale Street, rather. I turned up and then turned into Rose Street, where about two blocks further down, I saw two more relatively, let's say, elderly ladies walking, and I assumed to join them. I drove through. It was relatively quiet throughout the Boer Kop. And when I got back a few minutes later to the same intersection of Whale Street and Buitengracht, they had then pulled their banner across the street to effectively block it off. No burning tires or anything like that. Very peaceful. There were about a dozen of them there. Law enforcement had arrived. They parked their vehicle in front of them. And a good thing, too, because it's quite dark. You don't want people causing any disturbance and driving into them. Had their lights on. No incidents happened, except when a vehicle came down Wales Street trying to get through, not happy with the setup there, sounded the horn, and effectively forced his way through, but did wait for the light to change. I'll add that much, and I'll take a quick video of that, and I'll share that. But relatively peaceful, quite blustery, and probably will pick up, and we'll hopefully chat to one of them a bit later.
Okay, you mentioned the protest unfurled across the road. What did the banners say?
It's effectively just saying where they want housing. I can't remember the exact wordings. Mm-hmm. They did use the Gatvol word quite a few times. And they said, look, and I asked, is there a leader here? And they said they don't have a leadership here. They're just standing together as a community.
Okay, so more a solidarity protest than very focused. Okay, thanks, Bruce. Thanks for the update. So that was in the Boer Kop around about 45 minutes ago. If you'd like to tell us what you're seeing in your neighborhood, is the protest being well supported? Are people coming out in large numbers? Is it peaceful? What are the banners saying? Have there been any incidents associated with the protest that you want to tell us about? You can call in on 021-446-0567 or leave a voice note on 072-567-1567. We will touch base with our Eyewitness News reporter, Sharmila Fisher, a little bit later in the morning to find out what she has observed on the ground. But really, this is one of those days where we would value your input as well. Thank you so much, Zane. Well, you heard the long list of roads affected by the protests. Let's go straight to the city's Director of Safety and Security, Richard Bosman, who joins me on the line now. Richard, thanks for your time this morning. We're about an hour and a half into the shutdown. What's the feedback you're getting around how extensive the protesting is this morning?
Morning, Pippa. A lot of the areas were covered by Zane, but I'd just like to add on one or two more areas.
Sure.
We had some tyres burning and stone throwing on the M5 earlier at Parkwood. That has been opened up, so the M5 is open again. And then we've also got some protesting in Ocean View, but Cormity Road is open. The protesting is actually inside of Ocean View, also tyres burning and stone throwing. So in terms of the areas, it's as far south as Ocean View, and then also on the Stellenbosch arterial, there's been isolated incidents of stone throwing reported. We would like to ask motorists. We've got staff on all the scenes, on the other side of the scenes diverting traffic, and we ask them, please, just to be patient. It is still dark, so visibility is a bit of a problem, but we're just asking people, please, to be patient and follow the directions of the officers where there are diversions that have been put in place.
Okay, Richard, I know it was difficult for you to plan for this because there was no direct engagement with the protesters, I understand, in the lead-up to this. Are you satisfied that you have enough vehicles and enough feet on the ground in the 13 communities particularly, which we know are likely to be affected?
Yes, Papa, along with the SAP, we did put in place an interim plan yesterday, and we brought staff on from as early as 4 o'clock this morning to be deployed at the various areas in order to put in place the necessary diversions. You will note there's only about 6 or 7 areas affected at the moment, not all 13 intersections, so we are diverting resources as required.
Okay, and obviously that might change depending on what the weather does, I guess, this morning. Richard, the stone-throwing incidents, etc., any attempt to follow up on tracking down the people behind that? Have there been any arrests made or anything like that as yet?
But for no reports at this stage in time, as I said, it's still fairly dark. So what we've done is we closed off some of the areas, but the M5 has been reopened. We have actually sent staff into the residential areas to just ensure some visibility. And the moment the light improves, we're going to send staff in to try and trace those people.
Richard Bosman, thank you for the update. Director of Safety and Security with City of Cape Town. So again, you are our eyes and ears on the ground this morning, as much as our Eyewitness News reporters will be out and about monitoring the protests. If you are not hearing a reflection of what's happening in your neighborhood, please leave us a voice note on 0725671567 or send us an SMS to 31567. Of course, you can also pick up your phone and give us a call on 0214460567. If you have been affected by those stone throwing incidents, if your commute to work is being affected and you're worried about how your boss is going to react when you get there, your personal reflections on whether you feel sympathy with the protesters or whether you feel it is a huge inconvenience to you, you're welcome to share your views with us. Looking forward to chatting to you for the remainder of the morning. Right, so here we are, the day before a public holiday. All everybody wants to do is get to work, get the job done, and get home to start the long weekend. So spare a thought for two groups of people today. Spare a thought for those who do not have a decent home to go home to. Spare a thought, too, for those who might not be able to get to work on time because of the protest action happening. It is shutdown day. Six or seven areas affected out of the 13 possibilities, and one of them is Parkwood. Let's go there to our Eyewitness News reporter, Sharmila Fisher, who is monitoring the situation there this morning. And Sharmila, we've just heard from Richard Bosman that the M5 had been affected by some incidents this morning. Good morning to you. Tell us what you've seen.
Good morning, Pippa. Well, at the moment, I'm standing a short distance away from a group of protesters who've gathered yet again in the along the M5. They're being monitored by police and law enforcement. And earlier, they were moved back into the community, into Parkwood, but they've now regathered on the M5. And they are saying that they're not going to move. This is the only way that, according to them, that they can get government's attention to the issue of backyarders. And they are now basically saying that it's early morning. Yes, it's cold and wet and the group isn't that big, but they are going to mobilize people. And as soon as the weather clears up in the next hour or so, they will be getting more residents to join in. Earlier when I got here, tires were set alight in Warmer Road in Parkwood, but that has been extinguished. There isn't anything anymore. Listened to the group and told them they're giving them a couple of minutes to move out of the road, and they are standing by watching them. But the group saying we're not going anywhere. We came here. We said we wanted to block off the M5, and that's what we're going to do. So it's unclear what exactly is going to happen from here, with the police having spoken to them, telling them please move out of the highway, and they're saying we're not going anywhere.
Okay, besides the burning tyres, Sharmila, Richard Bosman told us there were some incidents of stone throwing on the M5 earlier. Did you witness any of that?
I didn't witness any of that. By the time I got here, law enforcement and police have arrived, and there's a heavy police presence at the moment monitoring this group. From what I've seen, there hasn't been any incidents of stone throwing. They are just walking in the street, making sure that no cars can pass by. And that is their plan, from what they're saying. They want to cause disruption. If it means that they have to walk among in the road the entire day, the entire morning, that's what they're going to do to prevent vehicles from passing through.
Sharmila Fisher, thanks for the update. From Parkwood, our Eyewitness News reporter deployed there to monitor the protests this morning, and we will continue touching base with the EWN team throughout the morning. Again,